It says of Zechariah and of Elizabeth, they were both righteous before God, walking blameless in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. And elsewhere in the Gospels, we hear the same kind of language regarding Joseph, Jesus' stepfather, and others as well. How are we to interpret those words?
Yeah, I like that. Then you also have Joseph of Arimathea called a righteous man. And, there are a couple ways of looking at it. There's the Lutheran way, and I think there's a point to it. None of us is righteous in and of himself. We're only declared righteous because of what Christ has done for us, and that's true. I also think it's a way of saying, in a kind of a more colloquial way, if somebody were to ask me about you, what kind of a fellow is Todd? I say, Todd's a pretty good guy. Now, by that, I don't mean that you're without sin or without your flaws, but, you're kind of a good person to know, and you'd make a good neighbor. And I think also with Zechariah and Elizabeth, these are the kind of people that the salt of the earth, these are the kind of people that really you could describe as wonderful people. And I think that's the way, wonderful in the sense that they love Torah, they love God's word, they're clinging to God's word and God's promises, they're clinging to the gospel. And I think that's the kind of flavor that this has.